Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Apparently there was some usage on my card last night that I didn't authorize.
Okay, ma'am. Can I please have the zip code and first and last name so I can go ahead and locate the account and I'll be able to assist you better.
It was 58523. And what
that
else
was
did you
58523 in the first and last name, ma'am.
Kara Edie.
Okay, ma'am, I'm looking for the account with that name. Do you mind spelling the last name?
E-D-I-E.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am. Can I have the shipping address that is associated on the account, please?
On which account? My credit card or?
Where you would receive mail to the shipping address, ma'am.
It is P.O. Box 291, EULA, North Dakota.
Thank you. Okay. I have gone ahead and located the account with that information. Allow me just a moment while I go ahead and review it. I'm reviewing the account, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I have gone ahead and reviewed the account. So I'm showing this was initially for a content. It was for the meal planning app called Bites Hub. What that is, it is an app that helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost the energy, cut out cravings for carbs and sugars. It was created when you entered into a contest for an iPad, as it was saving
I didn't.
Conditions. You also have the ability to.
I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Can you hear me better now, ma'am? Is that
Go
better?
Go ahead and talk.
Okay,
yeah, that's better.
Let me re-explain that since I was breaking up. So what this was for, ma'am, it was for the meal planning app called Bites Hub. And this was created when you entered into a contest for an iPad. It allowed you to have
I didn't enter into a contest.
To select the meal planning app.
I didn't enter into a contest, though.
Okay, did anyone else in your household ever create enter into a contest for an iPad or do a survey or anything like that that would have allowed them to enter that contest for the iPad, ma'am?
No.
Okay.
Nobody has my phone, so there would be no way.
Okay, ma'am. I will be more than happy to assist you with getting this filed as fraud, ma'am. Now, I do need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank on the line?
They said that I had to call you to see what you guys would do about it first, and then I would have to get a hold of them when, because right now the charge is just pending, and there's nothing that they can do about it until it actually goes through, but you guys can take it off pending, or, you know, not submit it, I guess, is what she kind of said.
What, who said, ma'am? I'm not quite understanding.
What my bank said. I'm sorry. What my bank said.
Okay, ma'am. So, did you file a dispute, though, is my question.
No, she said I had to wait to file a dispute until it actually went through the bank. So, no.
Okay, so no, there's not a dispute. Okay. Thank you for verifying that. Well, I'll be more than happy to proceed forward with filing this as fraud, ma'am. Now, I do need to let you know, whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where the order took place when it was placed online.
Okay.
Would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud?
Yes, please.
Okay. I will go and get that file as fraud. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, thank you. Just so you know, I'm at work right now, so if I happen just to say hello, how are you, I'm talking to a customer that's supposed to walk in the door, okay?
Oh, no, you're fine, ma'am. I understand. I appreciate your patience while I get this file, this fraud for you. Thank you for letting me know, though. I completely understand. Don't worry. I'm almost done with this fraud and your refund for you.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. For a minute there, I didn't recognize you, and then I thought, oh, yeah, okay, I know who she is.
I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm still here. I'm working on the refund now. I just finished filing as fraud for you. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. I'm almost done with the refund. Thank you for your patience. I'll have confirmation number shortly.
Okay.
Okay, so I have gone ahead and got the account canceled out, and I got that refunded for you. I have a confirmation number whenever you are ready.
Go for it.
Okay. So it is going to be for your refund confirmation number, ma'am.
Okay.
That you'll be getting back $49.89. And that was for the membership fee for the meal planning app. Your confirmation number is going to be 6950659009.
Okay.
Okay. And so your refund will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And that was 6950659009.
Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry. I wasn't at the confirmation number. I apologize.
6950659009.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I heard every.
Oh, no, no, right. Fine. Okay. I understand. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, I appreciate you taking care of this.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You have a very wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you. For calling customer support. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.